You guys had the day off today. What are you doing here?
I couldn't sleep, so I decided to work out.
That's why he looks the way he does. That's why he's one big muscle, man. Everybody else is asleep. He's in there working out.
Three hours of sleep. I was restless. I was restless. I was hungry. I'm like, oh, man, let me just go ahead
and get up. You have a key to the weight room, don't you?
Nah, I wish.
Well, after that game last night, 4.5 sacks, probably easy to wake up and get your day going the next day.
Well, I just tell everybody that it was just such a great win. It was a great performance on all sides of the ball. This was something that we had discussed coming into this week, what we have to do. I mean, I tell everybody there was three teams that were 5-3. Somebody has to win. And we just came out there, fought hard, and we were very successful.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think y'all had a chance of winning.
Hey,
because,
man.
Because it was so many new people. Yeah. I mean, even late in the game last week, Chung was out. Right. He goes out. Yeah. Spikes goes out in that game late in the game. Yeah. And just so many new faces. I could see one or two plugging in.
Yeah.
But when you got four or five, you got to plug in there. And you talked about the lack of communication last week.
Right.
So I'm thinking practice had to be good.
How's it going? Yeah.
And getting there. How was it for the defensive side of the ball in practice?
I think overall we had a great practice now. There were definitely corrections. I can't say how many, but you're going to have them. But I think overall, that's just one thing that we do. We constantly communicate it. During practice, after practice, meetings after the meeting. You know, I think we are a meeting team. So I just think overall it was great. The guys that came in, the new faces, they were professional about the situation. They knew the role and handled it well.
Like number 29. You probably still call him number 29.
I still call him 29. God bless.
See, I got to jump on that too, because I was getting called out last night on Twitter saying, you won't tell Andre what you've been saying about this defense. Because I've been hammering the defense too.
I know. Everybody has.
But last night, I mean, not really the front four, because I said it took too much pressure in the front four to put pressure on the quarterback to maybe mask what's going on in the backfield. I mean, you guys are so thin back there in DBs.
Yeah.
But yesterday, it seemed like obviously with the sacks, but still, not just the sacks, the pressure and getting Sanchez out of the pocket.
Right.
It looked like the pressure was something we haven't seen this year from you guys.
No, you haven't. And that was just something that I tell everybody, we worked on this since day one, but now everything has just kind of come together, and it's communication. I tell everybody, Wilford is like the fourth linebacker, so if he has an idea, we discuss it, and then it just kind of spreads throughout the whole group. I mean, I'll say my two cents. Gerard Warren, he'll say his two cents. I mean, we just all talk. You know, Pepper's over there, jaw jacking as always. but overall, the game. I am a firm believer in, despite how thin you are, whether it's on the front end or the back end, the game is always won in the trenches. That's going to determine the outcome of the game.
Oh, you set a franchise record with 4.5 sacks. I know you're downplaying the personal achievement, but from a pass rusher standpoint, was there something going into the game? Do you get an inkling in a 4.5 sack game like that? Is there anything leading up to it that gave you an idea that I might have an opportunity here? Something the Jets do, I might have a chance here to get some good pressure on Mark Sanchez throughout this game.
I just think overall, the mentality of coming into the game, we always mention, if you have one-on-one matchups, you got to win. I mean, there's no question about that. There were times where I did get chipped, not as much as the Giant game, but kind of getting a feel for the game for those four quarters. I'm like, okay, I'm understanding what Ferguson's doing. I'm understanding what their offensive line is doing. So we made our adjustments coming on the field, coming off the field. What's happening? You know, Mark did a good job. Wilford did a good job. I think everybody on the front four who was ever lined up just kept on working, and we were able to collapse the pocket and get Sanchez and try to get him flustered.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about the whole chipping thing, because I didn't see it as much in this game. And even after Rex Ryan talked about you being a problem, Will Folk being a problem, they didn't even block you on one of those plays.
Yeah,
just forgot about you.
Hey,
I'll forget about a player like you.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Hey, what about Anderson's performance on the other side of you, man? I thought he was fantastic.
He was great. He was great. There was a play where he actually covered me. I was kind of too far up the field. And Mark, you know, with his speed and his agility, he was able to chase Sanchez down, just trailing from behind. So, you know, Mark, we're very proud of Mark and his accomplishments that he's made on the team.
You know, we haven't talked to you since last week, and since then, Albert Haynesworth gets released. Real quick, I just want to get your take. As last night, that looked like he made more plays for Tampa than he had all year here.
Yeah.
He had five tackles, blocked a field goal, back on the field with them. What was that like, him leaving? Do you have any conversations before he left? I know you guys played together in Washington.
You know, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but from what I heard, he had balled out, and I can understand how he may fit in that defense, because they're I don't know how to describe it. I think when it comes to their big men, their tackles, they just kind of shoot upfield and the ends kind of control everything. Kind of similar to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
You know, teams are kind of doing that more. The Colts kind of do it. That's just their style. Our style is unique. I mean, we have so many schemes and every day we're always learning something new, but it's more of understanding how guys fit and everything's in unison.
Well, you play in a position group with Albert Haynesworth when he was here on the defensive line. Was there a surprise at all, Andre, amongst your guys when the news came down from Bill that he was no longer with the team?
There was no surprise, but at the end of the day, I mean, this is the NFL. I mean, you're in one day and out the next. I mean, you could be a starter or non-starter. This is the nature of the business. And you just, you know, shake hands apart ways, and hey, I'll text you later or I'll tweet you. You know, but that's just life. And it's fortunate because, you know, you learn about a person off the field. You gain a relationship and you gain a respect and admiration for each person that you play with. But you know, upstairs management, they have to make decisions too, especially when it comes to crunch times. Even when things are not going so well, our numbers are running thin based on injury. 11 years in the game, you see a lot of that.
2 weeks in a row now. You guys have played outstanding football as a defensive unit.
Yes.
Aside from two bad pass interference calls.
Right.
You know, but you've kind of kept the offense in this thing in all these games until they were able to get some traction and get going in both of these past two games. So how does that play into the confidence of the guys on your side of the ball that you're actually the unit now that's really going out there and keeping the game in check until this offense gets going?
Well, I think it's always important to have just faith in each other on the defensive side of the ball, offensive side of the ball, and special teams. If everything's in unison, then you know you can take the game to a higher level week by week. But I think it's always good to know that when you're successful on the defensive side of the ball and your offense is looking at you like, hey, good job. Yeah, okay. Yo, we're up next. It's always good.
Thanks,
always,
man.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's always that high level of satisfaction knowing that you did your job.
You talked about the communication this week and Vince being a part of it. They showed a couple of times on TV when Vince was coming on and off. He was doing a lot of talking, lot of communication. Was it more so than usual? Was there an emphasis this week on maybe Vince, Andre, taking a bigger role? Because he's seen a turnaround talking to linebackers, talking to you guys, talking to defensive backs. He was a big part of that last night.
You know, Vince, like I said, Vince is the forward linebacker. He's the coach. He's the second D coordinator. He's everything. I mean, he's just the big man in the middle. So he's able to hear the calls, read the calls. He has such a great memory. He understands and gets a feel for how the offensive line are trying to block. And I mean, like you said, you see him just so active. And like I said, I wish I had that. You know, everybody has a certain level of skills.
Yes. And speaking of Vince's instincts and stuff, even on the touchdown that Sanchez scored on the quarterback draw.
Yes.
You saw Vince. He like he knew it was coming.
He knew it was coming.
He didn't complete the play, and he just kind of stood there and came out the block and couldn't quite get him down before he got in the end zone.
And so he had mentioned that too.
That's the kind of plays you're talking about. You're
exactly.
Coming from.
He's amazing. I enjoy playing with him.
No, it seemed like there was a lot of quotes from the guys, you know, talking about, you know, everybody had us out after losing two straight.
Right.
A little quote from Bill Belichick, which we'll get to later on, walking off the field at New York down there last night. How was a game like that afterwards? You know, when you do have a couple games, when people are kind of counting you out, dropping two straight, a lot of people thought maybe it'd be a tough night for you guys down in the Meadowlands. As a unit, you get into that locker room after the game you guys had defensively.
Well, you know, I think coming to the game before everything had started, we discussed it during practice. I mean, we were just dead on. We were just constantly pushing ourselves. Okay, this is where we need to be. Let's be there. This is how we need to tackle. This is how we need to execute. It was always vital and important that we just come out and finish the game. And I said that repetitively, time and time out. We have never finished a game, especially those two tough losses that we had. So just the come out and have that win. I mean, it was just a blessing.
You're going into week 11 here. As a veteran player, Andre, you're here on an off day. You're working out. But I noticed that you're going to have basically not back till Wednesday. The team's not back until Wednesday. And an extra day with Monday Night Football. You got a Monday night game.
Right.
From a physical standpoint, how important is that? Guys getting a little extra rest this time of year at the end of the final section of the season.
Yeah, rest is always important, whether you're young or old like myself. rest is always key. And, you know,
why aren't you sleeping?
I just can't sleep, man.
It's the
adrenaline rush. I haven't calmed down yet. It's like I got that 24-hour adrenaline rush. Once I hit home,
well,
I'm sure
and a half
I'll
sacks.
Crazy.
I guess you got a huge rush. Jeez. Tell me about it.
But no, rest is always important. I'm sure the coaches and us as players will find a way to have a great strategy as how we go into practice, because you don't want to overwork yourself, but at the same time you want to get certain key emphasis preparing for your opponent like Kansas City.
There's a lot of changes in how you guys practice, you know, with the new labor agreement right. coming into the year. Here we are, like you said, 11 weeks
one
into
practice.
It.
One panic practice.
Yeah, what is it? How do you feel it's gone so far as a player going through a season before as going through it so far this year?
Yo, that's a good question. I think it's going great.
I bet you do.
I still got a little to the nines, but
I get 7-8 more years out of everybody.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because I talked to my dad. You know, my dad played from 75 to 87.
Oh, gosh.
So, hey, Dad, how you doing? He's like, how's practice? So, oh, good. Yeah, boy, you boys got it good. Look at y'all practicing like this. So,
making all that money.
The league done changed. I was like, Lee Dunn gone soft there. He's like, nah, I wouldn't say that. But you know, it's just such a different mentality. But at the same time, I mean, how we practice, I mean, it's up tempo, but we don't try to kill each other. Now, padded practice, I mean, we get a nice little thud in, but that's something that you need. You need that good look.
You only got about two of those left, right?
I don't
for the
know.
Rest of the year.
You counting?
You don't have a chart going right now, say only two more left.
I did start it off like, okay. What is it, 12 practice? All right, 11 more. Okay, 10 more. All right. But after that, I'm like, I don't care, man. I think I'm just trying to get through the week.
that's like getting a good Christmas gift when you hear you go out and yeah. You go out in shells.
Yeah.
That's like the best news.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm just trying to get through the week. Once I get through the week, I'm good.
Little Quincy jump last night after one of those early sacks.
Yeah,
had to get that out of the way?
I had to get that. I was feeling it this time. Nice. So, yeah, I know my little man was watching as well as my wife and my daughter, so I had to get it. So he was happy about that one.
My last question, though, what do you think of Vince's suit last night?
Oh, purple?
Yes, indeed. Was it purple or lavender?
I'm called lavender. It was smooth now.
We call it.
Only a boy like Vince can wear something like that.
Only the big boys can do that color. The little guys can't do that.
Big Florida boy. You know, it's a down south thing.
We called him. We said he looked like somebody from Dance Fever.
he was smooth, though. I give it to him. He got some suits for you. But like, hey, only you can pull that off. I ain't going to pull that one off.
Tell me about it.
The man who set the franchise record for sacks in a game, 4.5, Andre Carter. Every Patriots Monday, and next week will be a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday after Monday night game. So best of luck Monday night, Andre. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. God bless you guys.
Andre.